Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we are going to be speaking with Caitlin Clark-Zygmund. She is the VP of Product Management at CoreDial. How are you doing today, Caitlin?
I'm doing well, but thanks, Don.
Caitlin, for our listeners, can you give them a quick overview of CoreDial?
Sure. CoreDial is an organization that sells services completely indirect through the channel, through managed service providers, IT VARs, and interconnects. We sell primarily unified communications and collaboration services. We do sort of two things in life. We add products and services to our product catalog, great things like hosted PBX, trunking, collaboration, unified communications, voice to text, mobile apps. And then we do something else, which is we have a great platform that we've built. It's called Switch Connects. And Switch Connects allows our partners to sell, deliver, manage, and invoice anything from end-to-end, quote to cash, completely online. So we help remove friction from their business process and help them accelerate sales and success.
That's really nice. And that's for your channel partners.
That is.
That's really a nice vehicle to let them stay focused on what they're supposed to do and let all of the back office stuff just get done automatically.
Right, so they can focus on business customers, winning SMBs all the way through to enterprise-sized customers, and CoreDial provides in that product catalog a broad array of products and services to, you know, help them win business, solution sell, and provide, you know, great services and opportunities to their customers.
Well, you have another opportunity that I understand we're going to be talking about that they might want to have their customers use, and that's the voice-to-text option. Can you give us a little idea of what that's all about?
Sure. Well, as you know, there's lots of great technologies coming about, and one of them is artificial intelligence. We partnered up with Google and their artificial intelligence engine and voice-to-text to use that engine to transcribe initially voicemails, the ones that we put through and showcase in our mobile app, as well as when you receive a voicemail to email on a text form, you can get the text of that voicemail. We're also moving forward. As we continue to roll out additional capabilities, we'll be adding in voice-to-text with the call recording solutions and allow redaction as well. So one of the cool things about not only getting the text, but if you're in regulated businesses and things, you may need to have or assure that those texts don't contain personal information or financial information that they shouldn't. And so besides just getting it into text, which is really helpful to be able to quickly glance at the content, use the business intelligence engines to do reporting and things of that nature, but you can also make sure you continue to stay compliant from a HIPAA or what other privacy rules your business or your end user customers might be faced with, and make sure that the information that's stored in databases when you do get those voice-to-text or other things are remain compliant with assuring that some of that other data isn't present. So voice-to-text, a really powerful engine. Lots of folks use it today, and businesses really appreciate it, like I said, so they can keep things moving, quickly glance and see what is happening in their customer's voicemail while they're on the go, and assure that they forward that information on to the right folks or utilize it to improve the processes that they're, or products and services that they're selling.
That's actually one of the most comprehensive voice-to-text applications and implementations that I've ever heard of. I mean, that's really quite comprehensive.
Well, we're trying to provide the solutions that our partners and customers are asking for. They really wanted a simple solution, so it's, you know, unlimited on a per-month basis, the number of voicemails that you can have transcribed. We're allowing them to then, we'll be adding in these other abilities, like with their call recording, to say translate any type of call center application that they might need, and continue to deliver, you know, high value products and services to our partners. The redaction with the rules and regulations as those grow more complex, and also for business safety, you know, we just want to make sure that we have solutions that really meet the needs of a lot of enterprise or financial services banking, insurance, call center applications that, you know, have certain rules that they have to abide by and yet still get the quality of products and services that they need.
They've been keeping you pretty busy over there at CoreDial. I think you've got another mobile app that you wanted to talk about, which is the Android version that's just coming out.
Yeah, we released in the December timeframe our mobile application for end users for iOS. And in the mobile app overall, it does some great things. So obviously, you can make phone calls. That's the easy part. But you can also do some fun things like see your voicemails. Now you can see the voice to text and those voicemails right on the mobile app. You can join conferences with one click of a button. And if you're a small business who has, say, an auto attendant, you know, you leave for lunch early, you need to go and pick your kids up from soccer, you need to, you know, switch your auto attendant from in hours to off hours, you can do that quickly right from your mobile app. Or if you need to change the greeting because it's the 4th of July weekend and you need to put the new holiday greeting out, you can do all of that right from your mobile. And so CoreDial, we just are about ready to release in a couple of weeks. We have calls with our partners, the Android version. So all the capabilities that we have currently in the iOS will be available. So conferencing, the virtual attendant, calling capabilities, contacts, all the great things that you appreciate in having a mobile app, being able to dial out to your customers and promote your business number and not your personal, are all capable and possible through the app. So we're pretty excited about that. It allows the other half of the user community of Apple versus Android to get the app that we've built, and there's been a lot of clamor and interest.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I know one of the tough things that has always been in changing the voicemails, the greetings, and everything, and it's really nice to keep those things personalized and having it available on your smartphone. That's great. I mean, this is good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, small businesses are often, you know, with their customers, not always, you know, conveniently behind their desk. So we really want to build, you know, have applications that are really functional for a small business and any business user, really. You know, like I said, the ability to service both Apple and iOS. And then on that iOS side, we have also added the push kit and call kit capabilities, which just allow the application to better interact with the iPhone and allows you to use the native dialer to answer the calls and just makes the user experience of the mobile app a lot easier and more pleasant for folks who use the iPhone. The abilities on both sides are equal, so whether you have an Android or an iOS version of the app, they're the same. But we have thousands of users on the iOS side, and we have a lot on the Android side that I'm sure clamoring. The beta that we've been doing has gone really well, and we're excited to get this out the door.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're not playing politics with your phone versions. So do you have anything else that's going to be announced that you'd like to let our listeners know about, something that might be an exclusive here, Caitlin?
We have a lot of great stuff coming up. The other thing we have is a ConnectWise beta. So we have some great CRM integration activities going on. So there'll be some more announcements and things coming up shortly about that. And there's some network solutions as well that we're working on.
Excellent. Where can our listeners find out a little bit more about all of this?
Well, they can definitely go to our website, which is CoreDial.com. And then we have more than 640 partners across the country. Most of them, obviously, they brand under their own. But we have coverage across the nation. So partners, managed service providers, IT VARs, interconnects, and others who are looking for a great tool, not only to in the way of offering hosted PBX trunking and other great unified communication services, but really want a solution that will help them sell, deliver, manage, and invoice anything and propel their business forward. You know, they can reach out to us and can help them engage and learn about the great things that CoreDial offers them as partners.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Caitlin Clark-Zygmund. She is the VP of Product Management at CoreDial. And Caitlin, as usual, it's been very informative, and it sounds like you've got some good products coming out the door, and wish you much success with all of this.
Great. Thanks so much, Don. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.